Some have suggested that in this presidential election, there is a phenomenon known as the shy Trump voter, where a person will vote for Trump, but they don't want to publicly talk about it.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is the Hinckley Institute of Politics Director Jason Perry. Do you think the shy Trump voter exists here in Utah, Jason?
Yes, it does to a certain extent. This poll really kind of showed that it's not a significant number, and it may not change anything about the actual election, but it does echo a lot of what's happening here is people just are not talking to their families and their neighbors about who they're going to vote for.
So when you see national polls that show Trump up or down slightly, do you think that that number does not reflect what we'll actually see on election day because of this phenomenon?
Yeah, I think it's not a dramatic difference, but it definitely is there. The truth of the matter is, in both of the major party candidates, people are not having a huge sense of pride about their vote. And there is a difference when people do an anonymous online poll versus when someone calls them on the phone and they say, I don't know you, but who are you going to vote for? And there is a little bit of a difference there when people answer those questions. So I think on election day, we're going to see a little bit of that bump. But even right now, I'll just tell you, the polls are kind of tightening. And even in Utah, Donald Trump is coming up a little bit, which I think the phase we're in right now really is kind of the last stage of the grief cycle. It's the acceptance part. People are just coming home and they're just accepting their candidates and they're making their final decision.
Do you recall a time, Jason, when you've seen this kind of shy voting taking place in previous political, you know, presidential elections?
No, we have not seen this before. Usually, and just look around your neighborhoods, usually you see yard signs and people are out really out kind of bringing home the vote for their candidates. We're not seeing that at all. In the state of Utah, which is really kind of microcosm of what's happening around the country. This is a unique position where the candidates are just so disliked that they can't invoke pride in the vote.
Do you think that the election will be close enough that they won't be able to call it until late into the night?
Well, I'm hearing that from a lot of the pollsters. Many of them think that it's just going to be too close the night of. And the polls that are coming out the last few days really show that 3 points for Hillary Clinton right now is still a huge number, given where we are just a few days away from the election. But I think it's going to really come down to the wire.
And I think if to your point, if Donald Trump can stay on message, which I think a lot of people want him to see, he might be able to get some of those shy Trump voters actually come out and vote for him.
Well, I think that's right. And part of the message is exactly what he has to stay on. There are key principles that Republicans care about that they want to see him talking about, that override their concerns about him, the Supreme Court, foreign policy, immigration. If he can stay on those core principles and give some confidence in those, I think he can get some of those people to feel a little better about it and actually pull the lever.